And I printed out your email, and now I've lost it somewhere.
We'll apologize, but...
of course, he's not going to hear it anyway, since Steve's not yet set up to tape the show, and consequently...
It's running now?
Okay, now we can mention the 401st out of Webster, New York.
Out of Webster, New York, serving in Afghanistan. They evidently like listening to our show way over in Afghanistan while they're doing a fantastic job and serving their, you know, our country while they're away from their family and, you know, home here. You know, not even being able to be home for Thanksgiving. We really appreciate it and hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, and that's all about the archives, which we'll talk about when we come back from this next break on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-95. Hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Mission for 2002? Make the holidays soar with a motorized airplane defying gravity and ready to rendezvous with a classic truck. Only $19.99 at Hess stations, Energizer batteries included.
We're flying this year, the Hess truck here.
The 2002 Hess truck and airplane, a heroic twosome built for adventure and heading straight to your Hess station. So fly into Hess, because supplies are limited. That's why Hess has set up a toy truck helpline. Call 1-800-HESS-OIL for the location of the Hess station nearest you with available supplies of this dynamic duo. That's 1-800-HESS-OIL. Or log on to our website at www.hesstoytruck.com.
We're flying this year, the Hess truck here.
To all of you and your families, happy holidays from Hess.
Have you ever asked what somebody really thinks and really wanted an answer? Dave Martin with the American Lung Association. I'm excited. We asked people who called 1-800-577-LUNG and donated their unneeded vehicle to tell us what they really think. The results make me proud. 98% overall satisfaction. And 99% of our donors believe their donation went to a worthy cause. Also, 99% said they were likely to donate again in the future. In this month of giving thanks, thank you for being the most loyal donors in the world. Fight big tobacco, bad air, and the asthma epidemic. Call 1-800-577-LUNG or visit DonateYourCar.com and be eligible for a tax deduction in 2002.
Call 1-800-577-LUNG. The American Lung Association. Don't trade it, donate it.
Money Talk, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Don't spend this winter hibernating. Surround yourself with the splendor of the season in Ontario County and the Finger Lakes. Your adventure begins at www.visitfingerlakes.com. There are places so quiet you can hear it snow. Enjoy the solitude of cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, a leisurely drive or walk in the woods. Spend a night or two in one of our quaint candlelit country inns or first-class hotels. A cozy fire, a glass of Finger Lakes wine, and fine dining at one of our many restaurants. The exhilaration of downhill skiing at Bristol Mountain. Ice skating, sledding, and the crisp, fresh air. Explore our unique shops, museums, and historic sites. Experience the warmth and hospitality of Ontario County and the Finger Lakes. Your winter wonderland adventure begins at www.visitfingerlakes.com. That's visitfingerlakes.com. Ontario County and the Finger Lakes. I love New York.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Yes, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Amelia Francesco.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And we want to talk a moment about the archives that the folks in the 401st have been listening to. We do have our own archive server. Thanks to the generous donations of the people listed on the front page of the archive server, you'll notice there's a whole new setup on the way the front page looks now because I've added and changed a couple of things. The archive server used to have two choices. One was to download, and one was to stream. And now there is a third choice. There are two different ways to download, because the folks in the 401st couldn't download, and another guy named Saeed Hassani couldn't download. And I worked with both of them. They were both very, very patient. And as it turns out, they were both behind firewalls, so they couldn't download anything in the normal way. So I've got a third way called the HTTP download, which should work behind anybody's firewall. So now everybody on Earth should be able to indeed download Soundbites. That's at sbarch.cob.rit.edu. You can find it easily by going to our site, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. And from the main page, you'll find a link to the archives. But now we're going back to the phones and talk to Mike from Fairport. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Hi, guys. You have a terrific show.
Thank you.
I'm a novice, okay? I've got a IBM Aptiva, and I'm running Windows 98, and I cannot scan disk nor defrag.
Are you doing it in safe mode?
No.
That's most of the problem is caused because usually other things are running in the sys tray. So what we normally tell folks to do is reboot your machine. When it reboots, or restart it. When it's restarting, hold down the control key. You will then be, you know, a menu will come up.
If you're running Windows 98.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right. Okay.
Earlier versions of Windows, you have to bang away at the F8 key at just the right moment.
Yeah.
Too soon, you get an error. Too late, it doesn't work.
Right. So with 98, you just hold down the control key while it's restarting. You're going to get a menu. Option 3 is safe mode. Go into that. Go
ahead. I'm sorry, choose that?
Yeah, choose option 3, which is safe mode.
Okay.
It will boot up, and in all four corners of your screen, it will say safe mode. You can then do a scan disk and defrag, and it will run no problem and will not time out on you.
Yeah, what safe mode does is it turns off a lot of the extra Windows things to use in what they call a diagnostic mode so that you're safe running programs and running tools to try to correct other problems.
I see. Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay.
Can I ask one more quick one?
Yeah.
I don't know, can you?
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Every time I come up, I get like an MSN Messenger. I try to upload a new version, which when I go to it, it just locks up the computer, so I don't go to it. But it pops up on my screen every time I start the computer. How do I get rid of it?
Oh, you just asked if you could ask the question you want an answer to?
Oh, man.
This one's easy. It's a cake.
Yeah.
Cake for you guys.
A couple of ways to do it. One of the easiest ways would be to go to the Add Remove Control Panel and uninstall it or remove it from the operating system.
I thought I did that.
However, MSN Messenger, being from Microsoft, being part of the Microsoft conglomerate, the illegal monopoly Nick talked about earlier, it may not let you remove the MSN Messenger.
Yeah, it didn't. I tried that.
So it's trickier to try to remove it. You can go into MS Config. If you go to Start and choose Run and type MSConfig,
right.
One of the tabs there is Startup. And you can look through the list of items that shows you everything that starts when you start up your computer and turn off the MSN Messenger if you can find it.
Great.
Usually up at the top.
Usually at the top.
Great.
The other thing you can do is when it's running in the lower right corner there by in the system tray, right-click on it. One of the choices on that list is Preferences, and you can uncheck Run at Startup.
Okay.
It'll still load in the system tray, but it won't be running and taking up your resources. So what you can then do is you still, at that point, if you want to get rid of it completely, you have to again right-click an exit, but at least that means it won't actually actively start and lock up your system.
Okay, great. Terrific. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Sure, thank you.
All right, bye.
Before we go too much farther, I have been forgetting this for weeks. If Bruce is listening, Bruce from Henrietta, he sent me a...
he'll call next week.
He'll call next week. Right, next week. He sent me a username and password. He wanted to be on the calendar. We have a calendar, a weekly calendar, a monthly calendar of all of the user group meetings that are in town, and he wanted to put up his the groups that he's involved with. Unfortunately, Bruce, the email address you sent me bounces back every single time I try to send to it, and I forgot the last 2 weeks, apparently, to say that on the air so that you would call me or email me with a different email address, because every time I try, it bounces back. I don't know what the problem is. So I'm sorry that I haven't sent you your information, and it hasn't been from lack of trying.
I was going to say, if he emails you, then you can just respond, reply back.
That's what he did before, but the email address he used, which is wedowindowsug@, I believe, AOL.com, bounces back every time. So I don't know what that's about. So if you can use a different email address to get your username and password, I'd be happy to send those to you. For the rest of you, if you want to know what's going on in your area, check out the Soundbites calendar. It's still a little slow getting started. We're just in our early days. But it's there for your edification and delectation. Our next caller, Jeff from Rochester. Welcome, Jeff. What's your question?
Well, I tried to help a friend out, and I'm not looking too smart right now. So
No good deed goes unpunished, Jeff.
They're running Windows 98 and Internet Explorer 6 and a DSL internet connection. And they'd run out of space on their hard disk, so we and they had some corruption on it because they'd run out of space for quite a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know some files that maybe needed were deleted when we cleared up the corruption. But we've cloned the disk, and we start up, and we have two problems that I can identify, I guess. We can't send email, and we can't seem to download programs like Windows Explorer 6. When I try to download it now, the setup program downloads, but as soon as we start to download the main program, it hangs up. And it also hangs up when it tries to update the AOL software.
How much free space do you have on your hard drive now?
Loads now.
Define loads.
Gigabytes.
Okay.
One thing you might want to try to do, you're running Windows 98?
Running Windows 98, and the one thing I didn't mention, when I run Norton's WinDoctor, it tells me some ActiveX files are unassociated.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if it could be a problem with the scripts.
It could be. The first thing you want to do is to go into your current Internet Explorer runs, right?
Pardon?
Your current Internet Explorer runs.
It runs, but I'm not sure that the problem isn't with that. When I try to reinstall the previous version...
Well, hold on. All I want you to do is go into it and from it, empty your cache.
Okay.
And your temp files.
Okay.
Which are where most of those ActiveX controls are probably living.
Okay.
And that's the place to start, I should think.
Okay. If that doesn't work, just try reinstalling Windows on top of Windows.
And I can't download it to install, so...
You have to install
Windows.
No. Windows. Uh-huh. Windows.
Unless you have a restore CD, don't ever use the restore CD. We're going to take... try that and let us know what happens. We've got to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Amelia Francesco, and me, Nick Francesco, on the world's greatest computer show ever, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Welcome to Signature Audio and enjoy the show.
Signature Audio and Video is Rochester's finest home electronics company, offering the highest quality audio and home theater components from the world's Audio and Video is the authorized dealer for NAD, Runco Home Theaters, Denon, and Zenith, just to name a few. Let the experts at Signature Audio install and integrate your components seamlessly to your decor. With Signature Audio, you can enjoy music in every room or have them install your very own custom home theater. You know you deserve the best. No matter how simple or complex your project may be, when you leave it to Signature, you won't have to lift a finger except to turn it on. Signature's experts won't leave your house till everything's connected and every wire is hidden. Check out Signature Audio and Video, 89 Main Street in Batavia. Call them for a demo, 343-0595, and see their incredible line of electronics online at SignatureAV.com. Happy holidays from Signature Audio and Video.
Computer time doesn't mean online store time. Computer time means Toyota time. If you haven't bought a computer in computer time doesn't mean on us to blow the doors off the one you're using now. In fact, just in time for the holidays, you can buy a brand new Soyata computer featuring a super fast Intel 4 1.8 gig processor for just $749. Perfect for home or home office use. Hey, if your new computer runs into a snag, what do you want to do? Pack it up and send it back to the online manufacturer, or take it back to the chain store and wait for up to 6 weeks? No way! Because Soyata computers are designed and built right here in your hometown, if you ever do have a problem, you can bring it back and look right into the eyes of the guy who built it. In most cases, Soyata will get your computer back to you in 1 week or less. Support the local economy, buy local, and get a better computer. With prices this low, it's not waiting time. It's Soyata time. Soyata Computers, West Henrietta Road, and online at Soyata.com.
Say your girlfriend asks you if she looks fat. Do you say A, of course not. B, well, maybe a little. Or C, can you move out of the way? I'm trying to watch TV. If you answered A or B, consult a doctor. Your testosterone levels are dropping. If you answered C, you're guy enough to watch Boys Toys on the History Channel. A week's worth of shows on exotic convertibles, Bond gadgets, motorcycles, high-tech electronics, and other manly things. Modern Marvel's Boys Toys. Check it out. Monday night at 9, 8 Central, only on the History Channel.
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always the first on your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush 2 till 5. Rush on Wham. He's Bob Lonsberry, and this is his town.
We got the globalization of the world. We don't. We have the United States of friggin' America. That's the way it is. As soon as you sell that out, you can just kiss your freedoms goodbye. Well, but the Constitution is old, Bob. Yeah, it still works, buddy. You know comic books, the X-Men? Well, if we can play the letter game to the terrorists and their supporters, let me just say, F them!
Bob Lonsberry, weekdays, 11 till 2, on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
CBS News, I'm Steve Knight. Making repairs up in space. Two shuttle astronauts are about 2.5 hours into their spacewalk. We hear about their progress live from CBS News correspondent Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Steve, the International Space Station's train has been stalled since late morning, but it could be headed to the astronauts' work site soon. About an hour ago, John Harrington got a stuck antenna out of the way.
Yeah, read the antenna.
All right, good job. Heroes both.
Excellent words. We love to hear them.
Harrington was supposed to move from place to place, riding on one end of the station's robot arm with the other end anchored to that mobile transporter, but it would take an extra hour to move the arm onto that rail car, and now Mission Control has just decided to work without it. Harrington will be a free floater to finish hooking up more plumbing for the station's backbone. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
In Kenya, investigators think Al-Qaeda terrorists could be behind the deadly car bomb attack at a hotel and a failed missile attack on a jet liner. CBS News reporter Sarah Carter is tracking the investigation in Mombasa.
There are some Somalis and some Pakistani men, we are told, who are currently being held somewhere between 6 and 8, and the police have been not entirely forthcoming with the numbers, and there's been some contradictory information given.
An American woman and her Spanish husband were picked up for questioning, but later released. Alicia Kallheimer and Jose Tina had checked out of their hotel soon after the attacks happened.
Misunderstanding, that's it. We were at the wrong place at the wrong time, and that's basically it.
The United States is now warning citizens they could become terrorist targets in the East African nation of Djibouti. It also warns against travel to Yemen. Religious leaders in Chicago are sending an anti-war letter to President Bush. Methodist Bishop C. Joseph Sprigg says Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders don't think there's a valid reason for conflict.
We fear the repercussions in the Middle East and beyond, not to mention the most important concern of all, which is the loss of human life, both American and Iraqi.
The text of the letter will be released at Sunday services in Chicago. The Disney cruise ship Magic is back in port in Orlando after more than 200 people got sick on a cruise. Disney spokeswoman Angela Bliss says the ship won't sail again until it's safe.
More than 1,000 people will be focused on cleaning, steaming, and disinfecting 14 passenger and crew decks 3 times. All surfaces will be dry cleaned, steam cleaned and disinfected.
Flight attendants for United Airlines have okayed a $412 million wage cut. Wage cuts won't take effect, though, until mechanics go along. And last week, the mechanics rejected the pay cuts. Sarah Delacruz is from the Flight Attendants Union.
It is a very difficult time in the airline industry. United Airlines is not the only carrier facing these troubles. We needed to do something to take control and return the airline to a place where it can restructure and rebuild and take its place as premier airline in the industry.
United is trying to win the pay cuts to stay out of bankruptcy. This is CBS News.
A groundbreaking 3-year study was just published using osteoarthritis sufferers. This second study confirms that Donobran crystalline glucosamine sulfate actually helps rebuild and maintain healthy joints. Only the Donobran was used in 90% of all trials, including this important study. Medical journals caution that other glucosamine products may not offer the same benefits as Dona. Ask for Maximum Strength Dona at Walgreens, Osco, Save-On, and Brooks, or call 1-800-214-9600.
Another lending success story from LendingTree.com.
Home equity line of credit rates are generally pretty low, but when I got a really low rate, I was stunned. I went to LendingTree.com, and a marketplace of banks and lenders competed over me. I guess competition really brings out the best in people. Did I say people? I meant rates.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information or state license disclosures, visit our website at LendingTree.com.
The Atlantic hurricane season ends today. There were only 4 of the big storms this year. CBS News reporter Michael Hiblin has the story from Miami.
Louisiana was the hardest hit this year, with 2 consecutive hurricanes slamming its coast. Forecaster Richard Pasch at the National Hurricane Center says the state was fortunate that Hurricane Lily unexpectedly weakened before making landfall.
Had that reached the coastline as a Category 4 hurricane, we would have seen a tremendous loss, and we'd probably have seen a large number of fatalities as well.
While forecasters have gotten good at predicting the paths of hurricanes, he says they need to better learn how to predict the intensity of storms. Michael Hiplin, CBS News, Miami.
Eddie Murray, Lee Smith, Ryan Sandberg, and Fernando Valenzuela are among 17 players on baseball's Hall of Fame ballot for the first time this year. Dale Kyle, who died last season, is also on. The results of the voting will be announced January 7th. I'm Steve Knight, CBS News.
And now we take you into the home of Mario's Via Abruzzi with Mario and his 2 sons, Anthony and Danny.
Ciao papà, che facciamo stasera?
Questa sera facciamo la stessa cosa che abbiamo fatto ieri sera, anche se non ti piace.
E speriamo che ci sta da mangiare e bere.
Il nostro ristorante è un ristorante autentico italiano e pertanto non facciamo altro che cucinare sempre un gusto, un sapore delizioso che tutta la gente di Rochester ci conosce, sanno benissimo che siamo italiani e pertanto continuiamo sempre a cucinare nel modo italiano più possibile.
Stasera si mangia molto bene.
Mario's Via Abruzzi, 2740 Monroe Avenue. Take someone special out for dinner tonight. For reservations and information on our banquet menu, call 271-1111 or log on to www.271-1111.com.
At Mario's, you are not just a customer, you are my special guest.
Here is WHAM's radar weather for Rochester and Western New York. It's very cold, snow flurries, lake snow. Most of us are just going to see an inch or two, but in persistent snow squalls, right along Route 104 in Wayne County, 3 to 6 inches possible, a low near 20 degrees. Sunday, limited sunshine, snow flurries, still some heavier lake snow, this time in Genesee and Wyoming County, the temperature only in the mid-20s. We're going to find a general snowfall with a couple of inches Sunday night, and then more lake effect snow setting up for Monday. This is Wham! News Source 13 meteorologist Glenn Johnson.
To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schauer.
And this is Soundbites. Before we go back to the phones, as you may or may not know, We have a mail bag. We have an email address. If you go to www.soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, and scroll down the lower right, you will see the Call Us box. At the bottom of the Call Us box is a link that says, can't call, send us an email instead. If you go there, you will discover that you can enter information about a question that automatically goes to us. All we want is your first name, your city and state, your email address. If you want to give it, you don't have to. We'd like to know the operating system and memory, a little information about the program that's causing the problem, including the name and the version of the program, and then a description of the problem. So not that much. If you've got an error message, please enter the error message in there, and we'll cull from that list and the most magnificent choices thereof and read them on the air. And Steve, Dave's got one right now.
And we're going to take one right now from Jennifer from Rochester. Jennifer writes, hi, guys. I listen to you guys every week, and folks are always pleading with people to update their antivirus. How do I do that? I have McAfee 4.0 installed, but how do I know what is supposed to be done? I have no idea how to update. I have Frontier DSL hookup, and I'm barely computer literate. Thanks. Well, I can tell her right off the bat, McAfee version 4.0 is out of date.
And cannot be updated.
Correct. What you're going to have to do is, can save you some money, is you can go ahead and get the update to version 7.0. Once you install it, since you're hooked up to DSL, it will automatically, each week, go up there and automatically update it for you. And you can verify that by just down in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little blue shield. And you just double-click on that. That will open up a window, and it will tell you in that window the date of the virus definitions. If it gets to be more than 7 days old, then your automatic updater isn't working correctly. You might have to go in and check the settings, which may mean, I know this is deadly for a lot of folks, that either on the CD or in the box comes this thing called a manual.
Ah!
And you might have to read it.
Ah!
So double check that. But just by doing the upgrade, though, that usually comes with 1 year's worth of updates. So give that a shot. And thank you for the email.
And that's also another thing to keep in mind with both McAfee and Symantec's Norton Antivirus is that you're only given a year of virus definition updates, and then you have to subscribe again and get more definition updates.
But and McAfee won't lock you out like Norton will.
Yeah, Norton locks you out and takes you to another screen. Both Norton and McAfee have automatic updating features. Older versions, you had to manually click a button that said update or live update or something like that.
They still have them in there.
They still have them in there now for doing a manual update when you need to. With Norton, when you hit live update, it may say your definitions have expired. You need to resubscribe. The automatic update doesn't tell you that. It just stops updating. So for any antivirus program you may own, you should open the main console window every now and then, every month at least, and make sure that your definitions are being updated.
Well, in both programs, you can go into some of the options. Instead of saying do it automatically, you can have the software, both McAfee and Norton, prompt you. It'll come up with a little splash screen that says, oh, there are updates for your antivirus software. Do you want to do this? And you can click to say yes.
Have they fixed that in McAfee 7? In McAfee 6, yes. You got a new icon in your taskbar. You're supposed to notice the icon down there and then click on it, and it says, oh, there's new updates.
No, it'll do it automatically now.
So now with 7, you get a bigger screen that says, hey, there's updates?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good
nice
thing now. Yeah, yeah. Our next caller is Eli from Rochester. Welcome, Eli. What's your question?
Hi, guys. Good evening. I got a question. I've been helping a few hours that
everybody's working with their friends.
Yeah.
Machine.
Yeah,
like,
well,
we believe it. Go ahead.
In this case, it is. I knew you were going to say that. She just got DSL. She just moved, so I moved her computer. I set her up. And she has a problem where every time she boots up her machine, so Windows 98, it's a 300 megahertz machine, she gets the regedit window open. Now, I've gone through the startup I've downloaded startup managers. I've gone through the regedit window itself to see if there's anything that it calls up to bring up that window, and I can't get it to go away. I've tried everything I know. This is something that someone else did on her machine installed before, and for some reason now, every time it boots up, it comes up with this window.
It's not in the startup group?
It's not in the startup group. It's not in the...
The MS
I even downloaded configs. Some of the startup managers where you can actually control what the startups are.
There's the MS config startup pane.
It went through the sysedit.
The config.sys. No, not sysedit, MS config.
That's MS config.
In both places, there are options for having programs start automatically.
Okay. I went through sysedit looking for regedit, the command itself to invoke regedit, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
It may not be running regedit. It may be set to open a file that opens regedit.
In other words, if you go into MS config,
Their
last tab over is startup.
Startup.
And it might be there that it's being launched. Or in the actual startup folder, if you go to start programs.
Did that already. It's not there.
All right. If it's not there, then look into MS config.
Okay.
Yes. Have you also checked the win.ini file?
Did that.
Okay.
Yeah. I did everything I could imagine that could be in, and the you only may, thing I didn't do was the MS config.
You may need to go back through them and look at all of the other run equals and start equals and load equals. It may not be launching the actual regedit exe program. It may be opening a file that is telling regedit to open. Yeah.
That would be hard to figure out what would that be.
Basically, you need to look through everything that says start and see if you know what it is and if you can figure out what it means.
The other thing, she does have antivirus software on this?
She does.
And it's up to date. Too bad. You lose.
Next contestant, please. Tell him what he won, Johnny.
That I don't know about.
He gets to download and update his antivirus software and check it.
This lady has an older computer, so I'm not sure what she has.
Well, if you can do it, what you might want to do is definitely get the updated files for it, if it's all possible, and scan it. That could also be a virus that's trying to launch itself and get out onto the Internet.
I just had a customer get hit by the Pretty Park virus that attaches itself to every run command.
Okay.
And they deleted the files 32vxd virus program without changing the registry entry. So now every time he tries to open a program, it can't open because the virus won't load. Because he basically removed it too far the wrong way.
Yeah, okay. You might also want to do a virus scan because you might be chasing around a ghost that you're not going to find because of not having adequate virus protection.
Okay, I know that you mentioned a software, some program you have on your website.
Yes,
I downloaded that on my own machine the other day to test it, double, triple, check it on my own
Stinger,
machine too. But
the Stinger is the utility you're talking about, and Stinger will check for the 32 most common viruses out there right now, Klez, Bugbear, and a few others that are literally destroying machines. So it wouldn't hurt to run that, but I won't guarantee that it's going to find all the viruses that could possibly be on her machine.
Okay. I will have her download that. And
it still might be a virus hiding out there that's trying to get that script going, because usually regedit won't auto-start itself.
Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
She has had someone else try it out, too, and she hasn't been able to get it away.
Yeah, so give that a shot.
Excellent. Thank you much for your help.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
WHAM was Rochester's first radio station. Wham! Went on the air in July of 1922. George Eastman gave us our callings. For the past 80 years, you've depended on us for news, weather, vital information, and the best talk now. The readers of the Democrat and Chronicle have voted Wham! Rochester's best radio station. Thank you. Thank you from all of us who work so hard for all of you. Rochester's best radio station. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jane Leaves. Visa asked me to talk about how you might be able to share your holiday joy with someone special. Every time you use your Visa card this holiday season, you have the chance to win $10,000 for yourself and another $10,000 to share with a friend. Just think how much joy you could bring to one of your closest friends. Of course, it could be an acquaintance or even someone you've always admired from afar. Perhaps someone whom you've seen on the television, for instance. Not the star of the show, mind you, but always an important character nonetheless. But that's not important. What's important is that you use your Visa card and share the holidays with, you know, whomever.
Visa, it's everywhere you want to be. Want more time to share your holidays? Enroll in AT&T online billing with your Visa card at att.com/visa.
No purchase or obligation necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older as of 11-102. Ends 12-31-02. For official rules, including details on non-purchase entries, call 1-800-266-6712. Each winner will be awarded a single $20,000 payment.
The Festival of Lights 2002 Victorian Holiday Light Show Spectacular comes alive at Sonnenberg Gardens, November 22nd through January 4th. Enjoy a walking tour of holiday light displays on the mansion grounds. Browse through their gift shop for that special present. And don't forget to visit the Wine Center. Sonnenberg Gardens' 50 acres will be lighted with over 1 million lumens, making it the largest holiday light show in Western New York. See various floral themes. The Italian garden as never before. Watch the trees come to life on the south lawn and see Santa's Village and the magically lighted Japanese garden. Festival of Lights is open Tuesday through Sunday from 5:30 till 9 p.m., including Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. Discount tickets available at all Wegmans and Canandaigua National Bank branches. Horse-drawn wagon rides on weekends available for an additional fee. It's all at Sonnenberg Gardens, just around the corner at 151 Charlotte Street off Route 21 in Canandaigua, Thruway Exit 43 or 44. Call 394-4922 for more information.
Have car dealers turn you down for a loan,
told you that with your bad credit,
bankruptcy,
late payments,
bad checks,
slow credit,
you've got to settle for some junky car?
Then listen up.
When other dealers can't,
Carlisle Mitsubishi can.
Carlisle can.
Get virtually anyone financed. Just log out at CarlisleAuto.com or call 586-8080 now.
Carlisle can.
Have you driving a brand new Mitsubishi Lancer,
Galant,
Eclipse,
Diamante,
Montero,
or Montero Sport
with absolutely no money down,
with no monthly payment or interest until 2004,
even with your credit pass?
Just log on to CarlisleAuto.com or call 586-8080 now.
Carlisle can
give you the option of owning a brand new Mitsubishi or a like new import
or low mileage domestic car,
truck,
van, or SUV.
At Carlisle, you don't settle.
You choose.
Carlisle can
have you driving the car of your dreams today
with no car payments and no interest until 2004.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't.
With Carlisle Mitsubishi, you can.
Just log on to CarlisleAuto.com or call 586-8080 now
or stop into Carlisle Mitsubishi, 1177 Road today.
And P.S., the Outlander is here.
Some customers may not qualify.
Office Max, oh, Office Max, you have the gifts that work for me.
Go to Office Max this Friday and Saturday and get gifts that work, like a Lexmark Color Inkjet printer for just $19.99 after mail-in rebate, a Visionaire USB scanner for $19.99 after mail-in rebate, plus get a Panasonic cordless phone for only $29.99. Get gifts like these and more. Come to Office Max this Friday and Saturday.
You have the gifts that work for me.
Office Max. Max means more. While supplies last, see store for details.
The Buffalo Bills meet AFC East rival Miami at the Ralph. Following the game, turn to the most objective Bills coverage on the post-game show, Sunday at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
How many other stations insult their own shows with their announcements? I don't get that at all. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Craig Schaller on the board.
And you can see he's right in there. It's a tight show tonight. We're sound bites. We'll be getting back to the phones in a minute. I want to talk a little bit about the poll.
All I can say is I'm glad this is the last week we have to do a late show, that next week
right. We're
moving back to our normal time until next football season.
Too bad for Syracuse, but we're happy.
Yeah.
We're happy. Exactly. But we do a poll every week on our show, on our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. And the last week's poll was, would you trust Microsoft with your life? This came about because it started out with a poll, with a news headline, an article in a magazine that a fellow was talking about. Microsoft is creating a life drawer kind of thing. You can put up photos and data and stuff, and they'll keep it online. You can get it down. And the headline was, would you trust Microsoft with your life? The point being, do you trust that it'll always be up and running, and do you trust that they won't start charging you for your own life? Right, then it'll keep safe. And that was their point. But I kind of moved it out from there because Microsoft wants to be in your cell phone, in your toaster, in your car, in the airplanes, in the traffic control centers. They want to be everywhere. And do you trust Microsoft with your life? 291 of you voted, and I thank you very much.
Was it close?
It was very close. Only 93% said no. And a whopping 7% said yes, they would. My point, of course, is that every single day, if your business runs under Windows, you're trusting Microsoft with your life. And if you voted no, you're a hypocrite.
Virtually every day we get someone with a computer that, oh, my hard drive crashed. Can you make sure you get my data back? All my business is on there.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
How about your backup? I didn't get around to it.
Yeah.
Right. And it wasn't important enough for you to back up, but it is important enough that I have to spend the next 10 hours recovering everything. No, I don't think so.
And by the way, they want it yesterday.
And they want it yesterday and free.
Mm-hmm.
This week,
I thought you didn't work in a store.
I used to. Why do you think I don't anymore? This week's poll is only very little different. This week's poll is, would you trust Apple with your life? So far, we have only 79 votes in, but there's a surge of yes votes. They're up to 10%, as opposed to only 7% for Microsoft. There are an extra few people. Well, it's a low percentage. There's only 79 votes so far.
Kevin must have gone around to a few computers.
Right, we'll eventually get these guys.
Kevin Kando and who's our other?
But so if you have an opinion, please leave it for us at soundbites.org. And then when you're done, assuming my website comes back up anytime soon, click on the Give Us Your Opinion link and go over to my website, asknick.com, and leave an opinion about this poll.
That's why he was late.
He was voting on all
the machines. He was voting on the machines to stuff, pad it.
Back to the phones. John from Rochester on the line. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Michi, how are you?
Good. Simple question. Hope it's an easy answer.
Yeah, questions are always simple.
Right. I loaded a bunch of my CDs on my computer. I have 2,000 running.
Yeah.
And I want to print out a list of the titles of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't let me do it.
There's a number of shareware programs that you can download.
What music program are you using to catalog and play the music with?
Media Player.
If you go to PCWorld.com...
Right.
Off of PCWorld.com, they've got one of the tabs there is download. And under there, you can find a lot of freeware, or shareware as they call it.
Right.
And you look under, say, MP3, and there's a number of utilities that you can literally, it'll go into your folders, if you organize your music, and also do playlists that you can print out.
You also might want to try one of the other MP3 players, something like Winamp. May have printing capabilities as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it just seems strange that with all the wonders of computers, I can't print out what's in this one file,
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I understand what you need, and lots of people seem to want that same sort of thing, but getting it is not going to happen through Media Player. So you're going to have to try something else, unfortunately.
If the files are stored on disk by the track name, then you can print the directory listing from the desktop. But not all of the Media Players record the file name as the song name.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I found a great program under Linux that does it, but I don't know of one under Windows.
Go to PC World, and I say, under the downloads and utilities, under MP3 and music, they've got a number of utilities. And I remember just seeing one that it'll sit there and help you organize all your songs in different folders and print off those playlists for you, or the information in there. And you can control whether you want it by album or artist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Thanks a lot for your help.
Yep.
Thank you. We'll be back to the phone shortly, but it's back to the mailbag for a moment. We have a question from Jane from Honey Eye Falls. She's running Windows 98 with 256 meg, and her question is this. I heard the end of your comment on upgrading Windows 98, that you should get the update immediately because it soon will not be available. Which update is that? Great program. Listen every Saturday. Thanks for being there. Jane, it's our pleasure.
And that program that you want to upgrade is to Windows 98 SE, which stands for Second Edition. and also the last edition for 98. But and you can still go to a lot of the most of the superstores around, and they still do have that upgrade. I believe it's between $100 and $110. Once they started to do away with it, of course, they raised the price of it, because it was seven, 8 months ago going for $89, and now it's up to $100. But that's Bill Gates for you.
And in a year, it goes off support anyway. So
Which, for the average person, is no biggie, because, you know, if the operating system is running fine, it's going to be the updates to other programs or drivers. And I kind of got a feeling that that's still going to be around for quite a while, because a lot of manufacturers realize not everybody can just, I need a new computer, whip out there and spend, you know, another grand or $2,000 to replace their good working system now. So they're going to keep the support going.
The real problem, though, is in security updates to the operating system itself. They simply will never happen.
Yeah. But if you can live with that and...
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good idea, but if you could, then
yeah.
Then
but
you'd
if you're
good.
Behind a firewall, you know, and you're on DSL or Roadrunner with like a Linksys router,
almost safe.
You should be okay.
Yeah, if you're never connected anywhere, if you never get disks from anybody, if you never give disks to anybody, then you're pretty well isolated on yourself, and don't have to worry too much about external security.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. Our next caller is Matthew from Irondequoit. Welcome, Matthew. What's your question?
Thanks a lot, guys. Good evening. I am going to the University of Buffalo as an English major this spring, and I plan to buy a laptop. Now, I haven't been able to get an objective opinion between Mac versus PC, and the only thing
you're
I can
not going to get one here.
I'm pretty sure this isn't the right place to call.
The only thing that I would say, Matthew, is this going to be in a dorm room?
It's going to be in a dorm.
I would not, whether Mac or PC, I would not recommend a laptop.
Right, I understand that the theft
only from the standpoint
stolen.
That either whether it's a Mac or a PC, laptops tend to grow feet once they hit the dorm room.
Right.
In terms of the computer you buy, the important question is not what hardware or operating system you run. The important question is, who is your support network? If you know 50 people who own PCs and they're the ones you're going to call on when you've got a problem, get a PC. If you know 50 people who have Macs and you're going to call on them when you have a problem, get a Mac.
Or
they both do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Or another thing, more to the point, is depending on what courses he's going to be taking. You know,
right.
And they're going
right.
to require you to hand it in Word or Excel, depending on the professor. You might want to find out what they tend to want as far as turning it in,
and
because that's additional programs that you're going to have to buy on.
Yeah, if it is something like Word or Excel, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. There are some disciplines that require specialized programs. I don't think an English major is one of them. But if, for example, you were at some point
an engineer
or an accounting major, they may require you to run something that was specifically written to run under Windows. But it's unlikely you'll run into that problem. So a Mac or a PC or a Linux box or whatever you want, it's your support group that should determine that for you.
Okay.
And the other thing, especially for going to college, is that a lot of colleges have their own campus bookstores and sell computers at fairly good discounts themselves.
Yes, I've actually already checked that out, and the university supports both the PC and the Mac, and they do have their own UB Micro store up there. So,
cool. Then that's where you want to look at. Talk to your friends and see what sort of support you're going to be getting. And that's of course, we're here every Saturday, even from the U of B. We're going to thank you very much.
Thanks
good luck.
Very much.
Enjoy college. It's a lot more fun than life. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Shallard, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.
In the wake of WHAM's 80th anniversary, Paul Harvey salutes Rochester.
I returned to Rochester last week for the first time in 36 years. For 80 years, Rochester has been held in the comfortable embrace of radio station WHAM. And I was there to help that affiliate celebrate its first 80 years. And I think most all Rochester was somewhere in that vast auditorium with its tiers of graceful balconies.
A winning combination. Paul Harvey and Wham!
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Don't spend this winter hibernating. Surround yourself with the splendor of the season in Ontario County and the Finger Lakes. Your adventure begins at www.visitfingerlakes.com. There are places so quiet you can hear it snow. Enjoy the solitude of cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, a leisurely drive or walk in the woods. Spend a night or two in one of our quaint candlelit country inns or first-class hotels. A cozy fire, a glass of Finger Lakes wine, and fine dining at one of our many restaurants. The exhilaration of downhill skiing at Bristol Mountain. Ice skating, sledding, and the crisp, fresh air. Explore our unique shops, museums, and historic sites. Experience the warmth and hospitality of Ontario County and the Finger Lakes. Your winter wonderland adventure begins at www.visitfingerlakes.com. That's visitfingerlakes.com. Ontario County and the Finger Lakes. I love New York.
Want to bet on a sure thing? The American Lung Association says get rid of your old car fast and save on your taxes. Don't trade it, donate it. Call 1-800-577-LUNG. That's 1-800-577-LUNG. Arrange for fast, free pickup with one of our friendly, dedicated operators. Or visit our website at donateyourcar.com. Some restrictions apply.
Call 1-800-577-LUNG.
Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Look how small Joe is. Isn't she petite?
Well, Beth is even littler than I.
Look how little Meg is. You can almost say she's tiny.
How is Geico able to offer 24-hour service and still save us money?
Perhaps it's because we are all so small.
We are small, aren't we? Yes, we are.
Round-the-clock service 7 days a week, and you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'd like to show you these new Comfort Fit waist pants from Haggar. I know you can't see them, but that's okay. They look like regular dress pants and khakis, except they're definitely not regular pants. They have this great hidden flexible waist that is very, very comfortable. It moves in and out with your waist for a perfect fit all the time. There are other things that I'd like to show you, but you see, I'm in here and, well, you're out there. Comfort Fit waist pants for men and women. Only from Haggar.
The forecast at your fingertips. 222-8000. The Wham weather phone. 222-8000. Brought to you by Rochester Colonial, the window and door experts.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Schaller on the board.
Yes, he is.
Well, he's actually on the chair next to the board.
He's not actually on the board, which is why millions of buttons have not been pressed simultaneously. Our next caller is Ron on the cell phone. Welcome back, Ron. What's your question?
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, not too bad at all. Just one quick question.
Yeah.
When you do the MS config and you get to the startup on the right-hand side,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole bunch of file types there, and I never know what those are, and I don't know where I can look them up.
Yep. Next question.
A lot of them you can find at the technical dictionary and technical encyclopedias, and one of the ones that I like is whatis.com.
Yeah.
And you can search for what those file types are. You know, it'll tell you on that MOV is a QuickTime movie, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. In that startup, you can tell, like, things that you don't want to get rid of is, like, the sys tray. If you've got a scheduler going and that's going to launch certain programs to maybe do a scan on your machine and that type of stuff. But if you don't, say, want real player playing, or they'll usually have a title in there describing what the program is.
They're not very explanatory.
Right. And this is where it gets a little tricky. The thing of it is, though, if you don't touch, like I say, sys tray or the launch scheduler, a lot of those others, you can try unclicking one, write down what you've unchecked, try restarting your machine, and see how that works, if you can live without what's going. If you got real player going down there, or a fax program being launched every time you don't want it to, you can sort of sift through there and kind of figure out which ones you can turn on and turn off.
There is a site on the net that tells you almost every file format in the world. And it is at...
Every time we post it, it changes the next week.
Yes. This week, it's at www.ace, that's A-C-E, .net.nz, which is New Zealand.
Really?
/tech, T-E-C-H, /tech file format, capital T, capital F, capital F. That's tech file format. I'm saying this to Steve because he's putting it up online. There'll be a link in about 30 seconds on our site, .html. So that's www.ace.net.nz. Of course, it starts with HTTP. /tech.
Yeah.
/tech file format, capital T, capital F, capital F. .html.
Well, you can,
and that's going to be on our site in butt moments.
You can just go to the Soundbites webpage. You scroll down. On the right-hand side, there's a title that says, I heard this about this site on your show, your website on your show. Click on that. And alphabetically, they're listed. And how are we going to put that under?
Okay, now, what's your website? Soundbites?
.org.
.org?
Yep.
You can get it.
That's
to it right.
Bites with a Y, Ron.
You can get to it right from the WHAM 1180 homepage also.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you very much. Before we go back to the phones, we're going to go back to the mailbag. Remember, if you've got a question, you can either call us or mail us. And you can mail us by going to our website. Scrolling down on the lower right, you will see a link in the call us box for mailing us. This one comes from Linda from Rochester. And it's an OS X question. Her operating system is OS X. She has over a gigabyte of RAM. They recently upgraded to Jaguar from OS X and OS 9.2. And the problem is, when we were on Mac OS 9.2, we used multiple users to be able to log on to the web for emails and to explore the web with certain restrictions to our son's ability to search the web. We never really used OS X much. It was too hard to figure out, except for certain games. Our sons, of course. Now we've upgraded to Jaguar, but can't seem to configure the computer for multiple users. It either reverts to OS 9.2 or as one user. We also recently upgraded to Netscape 7 from 4.2. Can you help us? Linda and her no-name husband, who won't ask.
Cute. Basically, there's a couple issues involved. Creating multiple users by is done by default in OS X. When you first install OS X, it creates the first admin user for you. You create additional users in the OS X users control panel. And they actually, between 10.1 and 10.2, they split some of the control panels a little bit that I'm a little annoyed about. There's an account control panel that lets you create each user's account. And also set the capabilities for that user. So you can create a limited user that can only access certain programs. The other part of that is, she said she was using OS 9 to limit where her son could go on the Internet. That is not a feature of OS 9. She must have been running some other program to do that, and you'll have to get whatever that program is available for OS 10 as well. But by setting up multiple users, each user has the ability to have their own private email list, their own private websites, their own favorite websites, and not have to intermix them with all the other users and generate confusion amongst themselves.
Right. And that's one thing you don't usually get with a Mac is confusion among users.
Huh? Well, the big issue that most people are running into is switching from OS 9 to OS 10 is kind of a big deal because of the different way everything is run between 9 and 10. And you have to learn all of the different ways that OS 10 works, all of the new tricks that OS 10 has. There was an interesting article in one of the Mac magazines a month or two ago that all of the OS, you know, traditional Mac OS gurus don't know anything anymore because everything
changed. You know is wrong.
So all of the tips and tricks and shortcuts and troubleshooting and hold this key to make that happen are all different in OS 10.
Yeah.
So you have to relearn everything again.
You know how they used to have suitcase? The system has gotten so big now they're going steamer trunks.
Steamer trunks, yeah.
You're right.
the same issues have happened on the Windows side going from 98 to ME to XP, you know, 2000 XP.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Whenever you run a new operating system, you feel ridiculously stupid because
they move everything.
Everything is different. It's like moving from Windows to Linux or Windows to the Mac or Mac to
It's supposed to be easier.
Yeah, like
but
Explorer.
It's different from the last way that was easier.
Different means it's harder until you learn it. It's like going to England. You're driving on the left all of a sudden. It's not that you've forgotten how to drive. You just have muscle memory for driving on the right.
But like Explorer, though, 95 or 3.1, 95, and 98, it was right off the main menu. Now, all of a sudden, the other operating systems that came out after that, they've got to go hide it under accessories. And then you got to tab it down on that. And it's like,
well, you're supposed to use the desktop now. You're not supposed to use Explorer.
Bull.
That's right. You're supposed to use the desktop.
They know better.
Easier. They know better. Our next caller, Richard from Livonia, New York. Welcome, Richard. What's your question?
I got a quickie. I've got a Dell PC laptop with a USB port.
With the what port?
A USB.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've already got an installed set of printers, two printers, a desk jet and a laser jet, and a switch, all of which operate off a 25-pin connector.
Right.
How do I go from my USB output to that 25-pin connector?
You don't.
You don't.
They are completely different and incompatible formats.
USB is basically a form of serial connection, but it's not a regular serial connection. It's a super fast, super etc. serial connection, and parallel is parallel.
The big advantage with USB devices is you can plug 127 devices per USB channel, and they all switch among themselves automatically. You don't need a switch box to have multiple USB printers and scanners and etc.
Now, if these printers are relatively new and have the capability to get USB, they have USB ports on the back of them. You could hook up two USB cables and then hook that into a USB hub that you could then plug into your PC.
There are USB to parallel adapters to let you run a parallel printer on a USB port, and they cost about $100. A brand new USB printer costs $50.
Yeah. So it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, my laser jet is gone for more than that.
Right.
The laser printers are $200.
Right. The real problem is that no matter what you use, it's going to run poorly, because what you're doing is trying to combine two entirely separate standards.
So I have two boat anchors and some wires.
No, all you need is if you've already got a parallel card in there, you can hook one up that way. And as for the other one, you can either buy a second parallel card for $25 or buy the USB connector port for $50.
I'm sorry, I just understood that they weren't compatible.
Well, we're saying it'll work. It'll just work badly.
Yeah, it won't work efficiently.
Your best bet is to buy a second parallel port card, which is, what, $15-$20, plug it into your computer and plug the second printer into that.
And the problem there is you run into the IRQ issues, that each card has its own IRQ. The other major advantage of USB devices is they don't use IRQs.
Right.
Or you can use the parallel connector you've already got for the laser jet, which is expensive, and then just buy a new desk jet, which is the same price as buying a new card. Connector and for the USB.
And a lot of the new printers come with parallel and USB connectors, yeah. So you can plug it to two computers.
How old is the DeskJet?
DeskJet is about 4 years old.
Yeah.
And the laser is about 2 years old.
Okay. Well, see, the laser jet, like we said, you plug that right into the parallel port, you're done. But as far as the DeskJet goes, if you bought yourself a new printer for about the same price as buying this connector, you'd get USB in it.
Sounds good.
There you go. Thanks. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig, me, Nick, Craig Scheller. I don't know why I left your last name out. And me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I've been working pretty hard over the last couple of years, and I thought to myself the other day, you need a reward. I've always been into stereo gear. That's what we called it in the old days, stereo gear. Used to know a lot about that stuff. Prided myself on being an expert. Now, I'm afraid to even ask questions. Don't want to look dumb. But the other day, I got lucky. A friend of mine told me about Rode Photo, Video, and Audio. You know what? They're great. All the places I used to go for my stereo gear, they're gone. But the guys who used to work at all those places, the guys with all the answers, the guys who loved great sound as much as I did, they're all at Rode. They helped me with new components, gave me good advice, helped me make the right choice, not only with new stereo stuff, but also with the great new home theater stuff. Rode even has full-time custom installers right on staff, so you can't go wrong. Rode Photo, Video, and Audio. Don't forget the video and audio. 1737 Mount Hope Avenue. Great people, great answers. You'll find it all in a Rode.
Southtown, Southtown, Southtown Plaza.
Holiday shopping that is convenient, affordable, offering everything you need for everyone and your entire home. It's found at Southtown Plaza. Storefront parking, selection that rivals the largest department stores, no long mall walks, all saving you time, and the bargains will save you money.
Be a super shopper at Southtown.
Southtown Plaza is a Toys for Tots collection center, offering ticket information for the June 2003 Rochester International Marine Tattoo. Look for signs at participating stores to donate a toy or for tickets that will make a fantastic patriotic gift. Today, tonight, this weekend, shop Southtown Plaza. Before you lose time looking for your car after coming out the wrong door of one of the indoor malls, experience storefront parking with selection and savings.
Southtown, Southtown, Southtown Plaza.
Corner of Route 15 and Jefferson Road.
It's the Rochester Christmas Classic Arts and Crafts Show at the Dome Arena in Henrietta this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Over 150 award-winning juried artists and craftsmen will offer superior American handmade crafts. Choose special holiday decor in wood or florals. Accent your home with traditional, contemporary, or country folk art designs, or add elegance with beautiful frame prints and breathtaking original art. Choose outstanding art glass and pottery for your home or that special gift. The Christmas Classic Arts and Craft Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dome Arena in Henrietta, the perfect place to start your Christmas shopping season. Gift ideas abound in booths filled with jewelry, clothing, household decor, toys, and much more. Something special for everyone at prices that will make your eyes sparkle with the season. Bring a friend. Don't miss the Rochester Christmas Classic Arts and Craft Show at the Dome Arena this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Admission just $3.50.
Money to driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
All right, sweetie, go see Santa.
Well, what would you like for old Santa to bring you this year?
I want a pony and a dollhouse and...
Go ahead.
A 7 1/4 inch 13-amp circular saw with case.
13 amps? That's a lot of power for such a small girl.
Daddy's the one who wants the saw. He just got me to ask you for it.
Okay, Brittany, time to go. Santa's got a lot of other kids to see.
The Home Depot is the place to find gifts people really want for the holidays. Like a Ryobi 7.2-volt cordless drill, complete with a 28-piece bit set and case, for just $25. A Magic Chef 0.7-cubic-foot 700-watt microwave oven is only $33. Of course, you can always let them choose the gift they want with a Home Depot gift card. For holiday projects and great gift ideas, come to the Home Depot. Your holiday workshop. Offers good while supplies last. See store for details.
Indulge yourself 5 days a week with double the fun and laughter of That 70 Show and Will and Grace. Weeknights starting at 7 on WRWB-TV, Rochester's WB16.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Craig Scheller on the board.
And our next caller, Carol from Rochester. What's your question, Carol? Carol, are you there?
This might sound foolish. I just bought a prepaid internet card from AT&T.
Uh-huh.
20 hours for $20. And they list the area code for the access number as 716. It's now 585.
Right.
Will that dial it doesn't seem to be dialing the number.
You need to check what the prefix is. It may be that the card was printed before the area code changed and 716 meant Rochester.
Right.
Now 716 means Buffalo, and if you dial 716, it's
you're
a long distance,
yeah.
charge.
Right. Have you tried dialing the number without the 716?
Because you shouldn't have to put in 585 if it's a local number.
Right. If they just changed, if the card you got has the right number and the wrong prefix, if you just leave off the prefix and put the number in by itself, leave off the area code and put the number in by itself, you should be good.
Oh, well, it has the area code printed already.
On the card?
You don't print in the area code. The computer software prints it.
Well, then you better check with them to make sure. You might call if they've got an 800 number to verify that they've switched it before using it, because if they've got you dialing up 716, you're going to be dialing into Buffalo and occurring long-distance charges.
They also have an 800 number, but it says that there could be extra charges for
right.
that, too.
I would just first call them.
10
say,
cents
hey,
a minute for the 800
I
number.
I did call, and it's a customer service with a computer tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to a live person.
Well, eventually you will if you have a question that can't be answered by going through the...
Or just usually zero. Zero will take you to an operator.
But I'm afraid, Carol, this is something we don't know about. You're going to have to talk to the folks at AT&T.
Okay.
I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. We've got just a couple of minutes left to talk to Bob from Williamson. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Oh, good afternoon. Williamsville. Pardon me.
Oh, excuse me.
I just heard your program for the first time today. It's great.
Thank you.
Listen,
but just to let you know, we're normally on from 12:20 to 2 o'clock.
How about that?
All right,
I'm going to listen to you next week for sure.
That's it.
I have a quick question. On my new system, which is now it's almost a year and a half old, the system BIOS doesn't have a switch for shutting off the NumLock, which I hate. And so every time I boot, the NumLock comes on, I have to turn it off by hand. I went to Microsoft. They had a program, a file that you could create, which was called NumLock VBX.
Yeah.
Right. I created the file. I put it on the machine. It doesn't work. Do you know what I'm doing wrong?
Wait a minute. This is a Pentium what?
It's an AMD 1.4 gigahertz chip, 512 RAM.
And you look through all the BIOS menus for the NumLock?
Yeah.
Because I've seen it on most manufacturers, like ASUS and everybody else.
This one doesn't have it, believe it.
Well, one of the things that you can do is, theirs may not work, but there are programs on PC World.
PCWorld.com.
Okay.
Go there to the download section, do a search for NumLock, and you'll find about a dozen programs.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And for our last caller, Carol, was it? The AT&T Internet phone number for Rochester is 512-0014.
That's 512-0014, the number in Bayonne. We're done. I apologize to everybody we didn't get to. Want to thank everybody who did call. We'll be back here next Saturday, 12:25.
At our normal time.
I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Craig Scheller. I'm Nick Francesco. We will see you next week at 12:25 p.m. on Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM.